Welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Tiny Epic Western. And I have the mastermind behind the game himself. I have Michael with me today. How's it going, Michael?
Hey, fantastic, Barry. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Definitely. Thanks for coming on again. If you are a frequent listener, you know that Michael's been on the show before with his previous Kickstarter, Tiny Epic Galaxies, and that was a big success. And now we're going to talk about your new Kickstarter, and that's exciting. So Michael, why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself and about your company?
Yeah, so I'm the owner and founder of Gamelin Games. We're a analog game studio. We publish tabletop games. We're most known for our Tiny Epic series. We started Tiny Epic Kingdoms on Kickstarter in January of 2014, and we've since grown the series to four core titles and an expansion to Tiny Epic Kingdoms. The fourth title you mentioned, Tiny Epic Western, is on Kickstarter right now. just crossed over 200,000 this morning on its third day, so it is a huge success. It's got a ton of buzz, and the thing looks fantastic. So if you head over, Google Tiny Epic Western, or head over to Kickstarter, check it out. You'll love the page. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing right now. It's consuming my life in an awesome way.
That's right. No better way to consume your life than with making awesome board games, for sure. Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah, it's just a crazy success of Tiny Epic Western. There's still 22 days left to go as we're recording right now, and you already have over 200,000 in funding, and almost 6,500 people that have backed it, and that's a huge amount in backers as well. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, thank you. It's real tremendous. For Tiny Epic Galaxies, we ended up having a little over 12,000 backers total come and support the project. And so we're hoping that with Tiny Epic Western, we were a little concerned with the theme being maybe not quite as mainstream as sci-fi. But you know what?
Oh, see, I prefer Westerns in my opinion. I think we don't have enough Western stuff nowadays.
Amen to that, dude. Well, I'm glad you said that, Barry, because I feel the same way. I live here in Arizona, and I grew up here, and so Western is dear to my heart, and so this game is particularly awesome. So, but yeah, we're getting out there, but Tiny Epic Western is showing that it's got the steam that Galaxies had and a little more, and I think by the end of the project we may eclipse what Galaxies did. I don't know, man. I'm crossing my fingers, but that would be really exciting, and it would really be a testament to I think the brand of Tiny Epic and the fan base and how it's growing and just how people feel about the games.
Definitely. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what they can expect from Tiny Epic Western, like what's the gameplay and how it works?
So absolutely. So the game is 2 to 4 players, plays about 30 to 45 minutes. It's a worker placement meets poker. So in Tiny Epic Western, you're going to be taking on the role of a boomtown tycoon. In the game, we call it a boss. And you have a posse that you're going to be sending around town playing games of poker at all these different locations. So you're going to send your posse around to the saloon or over to the courthouse, and there you'll be playing poker. And you're going to be – so the game's going to be a total of 6 rounds broken down into 3 phases, the first phase being the worker placement, the second phase being the resolution, which is where you're going to be resolving your different poker hands. And you're going to be playing 3-card poker. So you'll have, let's say, maybe a 2 or 3 in your hand, right? But at a location, that'll have 2 cards at the shoulder, maybe a 4 and a 5. And if you're carrying the 3, well, then when you place your posse member at that location, your 3 plays a straight. It connects with that 4 and that 5. But if you're playing that posse member maybe somewhere that's got a 3 and a 5, right, then you're just going to create a pair with your 3. And that's kind of how it works. And so you do that at each of the places that you place one of your posse members. So in a round, you'll play 2 to 3 or 3 to 4 hands of poker, 3-card poker. And then after you've gone through that resolution phase, you wrap it up with a buying phase where you actually can purchase buildings that have industry shares, victory points, and special abilities. And so then once that's all wrapped up, at the very last thing done in a round is one of the 3 industries advance. And so there's a bit of a stock exchange kind of element in this game where at the end you'll get victory points from your buildings, and then you'll get victory points based off of the majority shareholders of one of these different three industries. And so, for instance, if you have the most railroad icons on the buildings you own, then at the end, if the railroad industry is ranked in first place, you'll get the highest payout of bonus points. And then you'll also be able to maybe pick up some bonus points in some of the other industries if you've done well with those. So it's a bit of a balancing of, do you pick up like a more expensive building that maybe has a lot of victory points right now, but very low industry influence, so therefore it's really going to not have much influence on the bonus points at the end? Or do you pick up a cheap building that maybe will give you more influence, but not as many victory points? So meanwhile, while playing poker and dealing with the worker placement aspects, you're having to manage how you're going to collect those points in the end. It's really a fantastic game, and it really offers a full, huge game experience in the Tiny Epic box and package.
I know. I mean, it looks fantastic, and it just looks like a ton of fun. And also, to add even more cool aspect to it, you've unlocked one of the very first stretch goals, which was to make bullet dice.
Dude, the bullet dice are fantastic. These things are custom made just specifically for this game. They're really beautiful. They have a nice large flat face so that they roll really great. They land on in a very determined position. You can check them out online. We've done a lot of we post a lot of videos and stuff in our updates. So go to the update section. You can see us showing the dice off and testing the balance of the dice and all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, I saw that post the other day, and it's really cool to just, see everything that goes into it, for sure. And yeah, so that, like I said, just little things like that add to a great, makes the game feel that much better, for sure. So like we said, this game obviously is going to be made, and it's going to make a lot of people happy. When is the goal to have the game out to the backers, and do you plan on bringing it out to retail as well?
So yes, definitely we plan to bring it out to retail, and we would like to have the game to backers in September is our estimated delivery date, and then so long as we hit that on time, which in the past we've been able to do consistently, then I think we would hit retail with Tiny Epic Western maybe the end of October, which is right in line with the schedule that we've had with the releasing of Tiny Epic Kingdoms, which was a January Kickstarter, Tiny Epic Galaxies, which was a January Kickstarter. Those have all released to retail pretty much the last day of October. Pretty much Halloween or that Friday, the last Friday of October. So I would expect the same with Tiny Epic Western.
Well, that's exciting. And if people, first of all, they should go back the campaign for sure.
Please.
But if you need some gaming time before, while you're waiting for Tiny Epic Western, they should definitely go pick up the other versions of the Tiny Epic franchise for sure.
Yeah, well, and if you're specifically interested in Tiny Epic Western, we've got the game available in a print and play version, a free version that's on BoardGameGeek.com. So if you head over there too, you can even. And then the links are on the Kickstarter page too. But then you can try the game yourself and really see if you like it. And then come back and pledge support if you do.
Definitely. So one last comment I just wanted to make on the game was definitely the illustrations to the game. So do you have a team member for that, or is that you?
Oh, no, it's not me, man. I wish I had that kind of talent, right?
I know, me. I say the same thing. I'm like, oh, I wish I could do that.
Oh, that's the kind of talent I can't even explain. That stuff is, the illustrations all done by Adam McIver are really fantastic. He's also the game's graphic designer. So the whole art package, the entire presentation of the game is from Adam McIver, he's just an incredibly talented individual, and he's really been on the rise in the board game industry. He just kind of got involved in the board game industry about 2 or 3 years ago, and I want to say last year he did 16 board game projects. So
wow.
Just really remarkable.
To find the be able to manage that and find the time to do that too, that's amazing.
Diversity too. I mean, it's fantastic. He goes from a jolly treehouse game to a True Grit Western game.
That's right. Well, he is MacGyver, right?
Right, MacIver, yes, but but yes.
But well. that's what reminded me. It sounded like MacGyver for sure. But no, that's awesome. So, Michael, thank you for coming on the show. I know you're especially with this crazy success of your campaign. You are a busy man. But why don't you tell people a little bit more where they can find out about Gameland Games and a little bit more about Tiny Epic Western?
Please. So, yeah, just run to Kickstarter. Jump on there. Tiny Epic Western. You can search it on Kickstarter. You can search it on Google. You can search Tiny Epic on Google or Gameland Games. But you can jump over to our website, gamelandgames.com. And that's spelled G-A-M-E-L-Y-N games.com. Otherwise, Facebook / Gameland Games or Gameland at Gameland _ games for Twitter.
Definitely. And we will have those links in the show notes for sure. So cool. make it easy access for everybody. So, Michael, thank you once again for coming on the show. Good luck with the rest of the campaign and all your future projects as well.
Thanks, Barry. I really appreciate you having me on again, man. Good talking to you.
No problem. Yeah, and thanks to Dan Patrice, Dan the Board Game Man from the Geek All Stars. He did our intro and outro, and we'd like to send you his way every once in a while to geekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.